Welcome back to another episode on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And here on the Grow Through It podcast, I share my life experiences and the stories of others as we are growing through life's ups and downs and coming out on the other side. Tune in as you may become inspired to evolve into the next best version of yourself. Hey there, powerful soul. Welcome back to another episode here on the Grow Through It podcast. I'm your host, Cassandra Austin McDonald. And for this particular episode, I have uploaded a recording of a live stream that I did a couple of weeks ago. However, I was listening to this and I was like, oh, this is actually exactly what I wanted to say to you guys for this episode. So why not just upload it and allow you guys to hear it? And there's also an opportunity that is announced at the end of the episode that is actually still available. So really exciting. And so as you are listening in to this particular episode and you hear about the opportunity and it sounds like something that you are interested in, you can go ahead and follow the instructions in the show notes, and that will lead and guide you to where you go next. Without further ado, enjoy this episode. Hey there, virtual world. How are you? Happy Tuesday. How are y'all today? How are you? I am actually about to head out the door, and I was wrapping up my lunch, jamming to one of my spiritual songs, and then received this nudge. And initially I was going to type this out as a post, and the nudge said no, go live, talk about this. And so here I am. So welcome to my corner of these internet streets, everyone. If you are new to me, my name is Cassandra Austin McDonald. I am a manifestation coach and transformation mentor for high achieving women, so that you are manifesting the life, the love, the legacy of your dreams the fulfilled and aligned way. And if you are new to my corner of these internet streets, please let me know so I can welcome you. If you're just tuning in and you're catching the replay, let me know that you are here. And if you're live, say hi, okay? Don't come on in the room, sit down and not speak. You know, when the elders back in the day, you was a kid and you walked into somebody's home and you didn't speak, they would tell you about yourself. They're like, don't you come up in here and not speak. And so if you come in the room, please speak, say hello. Let me know that you were here. Your presence is more than welcome, and I would love to say hello back. So if you noticed by the title of this live stream, I said, are you responding as her in all caps, or are you reacting as her all lower caps? And so before I even dive into what I'm about to talk about real quickly, could you please share this live stream? Somebody in your world may really, really love to hear what I'm going to share. They may need to hear it. I have found there have been times where someone shares something and it was that right on time thing I needed to hear. And I believe in divine timing, and I believe oftentimes we see what exactly we need to see right when we need to see it, just to give us that extra push, that nudge, letting us know that we're either on the right path or letting us know we need to realign and get back on track. Either way, please share this. You never know who needs to hear what I'm going to share. And you know what? As you're sharing, let me share really quickly so that people who are connected to me in my spaces know that I am live. So give me a moment. Let me do that really quickly because I'll get to talking and forget. I will get to talking and I will forget. So let's see here. For some reason, I am unable to see comments. And so if you're live, if you're here live, let me know. I can't see any comments, so I don't know if anyone's here live or not. But anywho, let me go ahead and get started. And so if you've noticed, I titled today's live stream, are you responding as her in all caps, or are you reacting as her all lower caps? And so let me set the context for you all. When you are desiring to create the lifestyle or the relationships or the business or the legacy or what have you of your dreams, right? There is a version of yourself, once they have that result, it's typically not the way you're showing up right here, right now. She's thinking different. She's feeling different. She's responding to life differently. She's interacting with life differently. She's just showing up differently. And I don't say this in a way to mean that there's something wrong with you, okay? I wanna make sure that I say that because a lot of times in my work, I have found when I'm having conversations with my clients or women who desire to work with me, they'll say, "What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? Why haven't I manifested the man yet? Or why is this going on in my relationships? Or why am I so afraid to put myself out there? Why am I standing in my own way? What's wrong with me?" And I always tell them, there is nothing wrong with you. And so I want to make sure I say that first and foremost as we're clarifying what I'm talking about when I'm going to get into here in a moment with the all caps her and the lower caps her, because I want to make sure you understand this is not coming from a place of something's wrong with you. Okay, so we've got that out there. You're taking that in. If you need to say that to yourself, because who you are right now is enough. Okay, the conversation we're having today is about growth, it's about evolution, it's about transformation. Okay, I believe that we're always growing and evolving, or we are going in the opposite direction. And I choose a life of growth and evolution and transformation, even through the discomfort and the growing pains. In fact, I want to read to y'all the post that I posted earlier talking about that because it's really going to resonate with some of you. But the person who has the result, right? Like she lives where she's always wanted to live, and she's got the lifestyle, and she's doing all the things, and she's got the relationship, and she's living in her calling, and she's making what she wants to make, and she's got the impact that she wants to have, like all the things, right? There's a version of her that has that is probably not how you are showing up now. So when I have it in all caps, meaning her is all capitalized, we're talking about this version of yourself that you get to evolve into. We're talking about this version of yourself that you get to transform, right? When we're talking about the lower caps, we're talking about the part of ourselves that typically wants us to remain the same. Okay, in my post I posted earlier, I talked about oftentimes people are trying to avoid pain because they realize that there's going to be some discomfort. There's going to be some pain in changing. However, when you are deciding to remain the same, there's pain there too. And so you get to choose. Are you going to choose the pain of growth and transformation and change? Or are you going to choose the pain of remaining the same? Either way, you're going to experience discomfort. Because when you are not doing what your heart desires, when you are not living in alignment with your soul, you will feel it on the inside, and it's gonna nag at you, and it's gonna nag at you, and it's gonna nag at you, and it's gonna nag at you. And if you don't do anything about it, you don't wanna be one of those people later in life living in regret, right? But when we are brave and courageous and audacious, and we say, you know what, I'm going for it. I'm gonna be the woman who is doing all the things, and I'm gonna be the woman who is creating the life, the love, and the legacy of her dreams, and I'm gonna be fulfilled, and I'm gonna be in love, and I'm gonna be living in my purpose, and I'm gonna impact lives. I'm gonna do all the things that I was meant to do during my time on this planet. Growing into that person is uncomfortable sometimes because now you're being stretched, now you're being pulled, now you're being challenged. Okay? And so oftentimes what I find is that when we are having a circumstance in our life, which I believe is an invitation to see, are you ready? Have you done your work? Are you doing your work? Are you ready for the next level? Are you ready to receive what you desire? What I have noticed is we have a moment of opportunity with that invitation to respond as her, the woman we are growing into, or we can react as her, the version of ourselves that wants to play small, the version of ourselves that feels like we're not good enough, the version of ourselves that keeps standing in our own way, the version of ourselves that resists and sabotages and does all the things that pushes away what we truly desire from coming in and coming through into our lives. Those are the different hers I'm talking about. And when life shows us an invitation of who are you going to be? Who are you going to be right now in this moment? Right here, right now, who are you going to be? You have to have that moment where you recognize what's going on. Ah, okay. I notice my old pattern wants to come up. Ah, I notice those old thoughts want to come up. Ah, I notice I want to react how I usually react. You got to pause. You got to pause. Take a deep breath. Release. And ask yourself, how would she respond? How would she respond? How would she respond? How would she respond? How would she respond to this? Ask yourself. Ask God, God, show me how to respond to this. What should I do? Show me. Because the solution exists. What you desire exists for you. Everything you desire is already here. It's already here in the world, or you were created to be an innovator and create it yourself. Either way, the solution exists. What you desire exists for you. It's just you getting into alignment with it. And we move out of alignment when we respond, or when we react rather, as her. From our limiting beliefs, from our fears, from our worries, from our doubts, from our scarcity, from our lack, from not feeling good enough, from old wounds, from past mistakes, from past heartbreaks. When you keep showing up as her lowercase, you're moving further and further away from what it is you want and desire. But when you start to respond to life as her, capital her, the woman who already has it, the woman who's just walking it out, the woman who's just waiting for time to catch up to her, the woman who is just waiting for the gap to close from where she is, from where she desires to be. Now you're walking closer and closer toward it. Now you're in alignment. But I want to read something to y'all real quick. And let me know if this resonates. I want to read something to y'all. Because I wrote this morning as I was reflecting on my journey. Because I still do the work, y'all. I'm not one of those folks. Let me tell y'all something about me. I am not one of those folks who will tell y'all something that I'm not over here practicing myself. Because quite literally, just today, I received a phone call where Red wanted to show up. And for those who don't know me like that, you're like, who is Red? Red is the name that family and childhood friends called me growing up. And Red was very reactive. Red was always getting triggered. Red was always pissed off at somebody. Red was just always hot mess express, okay? So when I notice Red starts to show up, I'm like, mm-mm. No, ma'am, not today. This is not the time, girlfriend. Not today, okay? And so I had a choice today. I had a choice. I can respond as her, the woman that I say that I'm evolving into, the woman that I say I'm growing into, the woman that I say that I am closing the gap from where I am to where I desire to be. Or I can react as her, as Red, and pull myself out of alignment, throw my whole day off, and have to possibly even clean up a mess later. It's just not worth it. But I was able to get here because of the work I did previously that led me here. Raising my self-awareness, being even more present with myself, noticing that split moment when I have that split moment decision where I get to decide, which one is it going to be? Which one is it going to be? We have split moments in each and every single part of our days where we can decide. We can choose. We can choose our alignment, or we can choose the lesson. There's nothing wrong with reacting as her lowercase, but just know it's going to come with a lesson. It's going to come with some growing pains. And what I have discovered on this journey called life, y'all, is Let me read this to you. I want to read two things to y'all. But for one, the growing pain you're experiencing is the stretch to get you to your next. But that same stretch will snap you back to your start if you sabotage it. I'm going to repeat that. Those growing pains that you're experiencing, the moment where you have to decide, the moment where the decision of responding as her instead of reacting as her, it feels a little bit uncomfortable. It feels a bit unfamiliar. You're not quite sure. Like, I really want to allow my human to take over. I don't want to do the aligned thing. Those growing pains you're experiencing is the stretch to get you to your next. But that same stretch will snap you back to your start if you sabotage it. Now, this is the thing. If you find that you're at your start right now and you're like, Cassandra, I'm already swimming in there. I've sabotaged. I'm standing in my own way. I'm messing up my relationship, or I'm not putting myself out there, or I'm not doing the work to do whatever it is you desire to do. There's no shame in that. But this is where you have to get honest with yourself. Okay? This is where you have to get honest with yourself. And so let me read what I wrote this morning, okay? Knowing the difference between a challenge in the midst of your commitment and you changing your mind will be a game changer in manifesting your desires into fruition. Many confuse the two and say they just changed their mind as a pass to not keep your word or your commitment to yourself. The mind is tricky like that. The mind is tricky like that. Okay? The mind has a vault of memories from your past inside. Each time you get poked, triggered, or a belief is challenged, you say you just changed your mind. When really you're allowing the challenge to punk you out of the commitment you made to avoid the pain of change, not realizing you're signing up for the pain of remaining the same instead. So what's it gonna be? Are you gonna cheat yourself of your desires? Are you going to allow it to consume you because you stayed stuck in it? Or are you going to lean in and see who you get to become by staying with it? Let me know what you decide. And y'all can let me know in the comments what you decide. Even if you're watching the replay, you can interact with this as if you are here live. But I want you to really get honest with yourself today. You're saying you want to manifest the partner of your dreams, or you're saying you want to take your current relationship to the next level, right? You're saying you want to stop allowing imposter syndrome to punk you out of your dream, and you want to stop allowing fear, worry, and doubt to punk you out of the process and to punk you out of really doing what you desire in your life, in your relationships, in your business, in your calling. Ask yourself, are you responding as her, all caps her, the woman who has the result, the woman who's already there, or are you reacting as her? If you realize that you would just love some support, you're like, you know what? I need some support for those split moment decisions. I need somebody in my ear challenging my beliefs. I need someone in my ear challenging my thoughts. I need someone in my ear when I am noticing that I want to go left when I should go right. I invite you to get inside of the Shift Your Mindset in 30 audio message support, 30-day experience with me, okay? This is a 30-day shifting your mindset. We're going to be shifting your belief systems. We're going to be getting you into aligned action with confidence, okay? With confidence. And building that momentum from the movement that was created so that you're closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to be. Because really that's all this is. It's not that what you desire is not out there. It's not that the solution is not available to you. It's not that whatever you want, the relationship, the man, the legacy, the impact, whatever it is, it's not that it's not available. It is. What you desire exists for you. This is now a matter of you deciding that you're going to be the one who's actually creating it, and you're closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to be. So you can decide today, you can decide tomorrow, you can get sick and tired of being sick and tired, decide then, it's up to you. But right here, right now, I have an opportunity where you get to work with me for an entire month inside of an audio message support on Telegram. So you can share with me what's going on. I'll be your soundboard. I hold the sacred safe space. I'll be all up in your ear. And you also get a 30-minute power activator call with this experience. So if this feels like something that would really support you in staying in alignment with creating the life or the relationships or the legacy of your dreams, then private message me and I will share with you the details, okay? Like what this looks like, when do you start, and things like that. So I only have a couple of spots remaining. And in all transparency, I am going to release something here either today or tomorrow to open this up more for more people to have an opportunity to take advantage of this. But once those spots are full, then I will not be accepting any more people, okay, for that particular offer. This is for the Shift Your Mindset in 30. It's a 30-day audio messenger support coaching experience with me. So when those spots are complete, I'll be moving on to the next thing. And so if this is speaking to you, if what I shared is speaking to you, and it something on the inside is like, ugh, like I need to do that. I need to work on that. Or I really desire to get this support so that I'm actually creating what I desire, whether if it's a relationship, the putting yourself out there more. I've had so many amazing conversations lately with women who are desiring the most incredible things. Women who come and work with me, like none of us want anything that's mediocre, right? Like we want the best relationship and we want to live where we always wanted to live and have an amazing lifestyle and take really, really great care of ourselves and be fulfilled and have peace and joy and love and bliss and abundance and have impact and live in our calling, like so many amazing things. And so this is not for someone who does not desire those things. I want to make that clear that this is not for you if you have no desire for those things. And that's okay if you don't. But I'm just sharing for those who this may resonate with that this is for you. And if you want to take advantage of this limited time opportunity, then hop in my inbox. I will share with you all the details and then we can move forward from there. But I'm really excited for the souls that are saying yes to this because a 30-day experience would blow your mind. You may not think that's not a lot of time, but you'll be surprised. You will be surprised the shifts you get to make, the pivots you get to make, the readjustments you get to make to really start to close that gap from where you are to where you desire to be in your life and your relationships and your legacy building journey in such a new and refreshing way. And so I'm in an experience like that myself. I don't even think we're 2 weeks in yet, y'all. And my mind is blown. Mind is completely blown. And so that's what caused me to want to offer this for my community because my mind is blown after less than 2 weeks. And I'm like, I got to do this for my people. They need this. So I would love to see you in my inbox so that we can talk about what this looks like for you. And if you feel like somebody really would find value in what I shared and what I shared resonated with you, please share this live stream. Please, please share this live stream. You never know who needs to hear this type of information. And with that being said, y'all, I'm gonna go on about my business because, like I said, I have some stuff that I needed to do today. I was about to head up out of here. So I'm about to pop off. Not pop off like that. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm about to head out. See, oh, red language coming in. Oh my gosh. Y'all have a fantastic day. All right. I will chat with y'all soon. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to this episode. Please make sure to subscribe, like, share, and leave your review for the podcast. To learn more, go to www.cassandraaustin.com.